much, Pastor Rich. I mean, that was such a warm welcome. I can't say how much I love being here in San Carlos. You all have one of the most beautiful places in the whole world. That the prayer that you prayed, Howard, it was met as we drove in here and we began to look around and just the peace of God rested. So it's a privilege to be here today, as always, to be able to worship with this body, to share this evening together. And my desire tonight is to give an opportunity for those of you who may have never met me. I see many new faces that I've never seen before. It was also wonderful to see all the familiar faces, and I'm sure that tomorrow I'll get to see some more. But I hope that you'll have an opportunity to get to know a little bit about me, just through my sharing, who I am. Also the ministry, to get an understanding of the update. Sometimes people say, you know, I can never figure out what you're doing. In the years that this church has supported me, it's not a surprise. I started at Youth of Mission. I went on to work with Harvest Ministries that worked with training pastors in developing nations. And God just has led me then to Food for the Hungry. So it's been about 15 years that I've been working with different ministries. But now I'm working with Food for the Hungry for the past 4 years. So Food for the Hungry's vision, if you saw it on the last page, was about... God called, we responded until physical and spiritual hungers ended worldwide. And that's the dream, that day when Jesus returns and we will no longer have physical or spiritual hungers, they'll cease. And so our desire as an organization is just to be committed to respond to God's call until he accomplishes that final goal. So it's really a commitment to be persistent, be consistent, and just show up and be a part of his work. Here you can see a little bit about the vision and mission in the bulletin. You have something about that as well. As an organization, our commitment and our way is to walk with churches, to walk with leaders, to walk with families, particularly in places where people are the most needy, the most vulnerable. And we work in 3 regions, in Asia and Africa and in Latin America, both central, the Caribbean area, as well as down in South America. Our way that makes this a little bit unique is that we seek to see people and whole entire communities reaching their God-given potential. The way we do that and how we want to do that is to work together with the communities to really build healthy relationships. That's the goal, that produces various forms of transformation in all areas of life. So it is the spiritual, it is the physical, it is emotional, it is education, all those different areas of life. So I wanted to give you a glimpse, rather than just listening to me, into one of those communities that we've worked with. This is a community in Uganda. We're going to get a chance to see that this partnership has completed after 10 years of being. The celebration took place last November. And in that time period, you will see the joy on the faces for those that participated in it and those that are in that community, what God had really done. And to God be all the glory.